This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Good morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, Eddie. We're very busy. We've had some great results over the weekend, and we've got a number of buyers that are active and are still ready to find the perfect property.
Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
Are you well?
Yes, everything's great, thank you. Very busy run home. Still got auctions up until right into December, so it's going to be a busy few weeks.
Torsten, something you just said has made me think of a question without notice. More often than not, the campaigns go well. What do you do in the event that a campaign is not going so well?
Well, look, Eddie, it's a great question because I think one of the things that we really pride ourselves on as a sales team and as a firm is that there is a genuine care for the vendor.
Yep.
And also what we're very conscious of is working as a team with our vendors so that a lot of the industry unfortunately has a reputation for giving a lot of love to get the actual listing and get the property. The way that we look at property is that our job is to create an essence of teamwork with our clients and work on developing the best strategy for that individual home, apartment, townhouse, villa unit. And in that, there's the pre-work, which is the marketing text, the actual hero photos. There's a lot of thought that goes into the order of the photos, what keywords that best illustrate the feeling of the home and the description of the home, and then also where to best market that property. But not every property, for whatever reason, with the best of intentions, gets the reaction from the market base that we anticipate.
Sure.
And also, the other reality is that vendors obviously love their own home, and agents that come through a home can often fall in love with a home beyond what the market might as well. So it's important with the relationships that we have with our clients is that our clients are hearing us from us a few days a week with the feedback from the buyers, and we're giving very honest feedback as to what the market reactions are. So we'll tend to know, as Sam will agree, by the second week, whether we're feeling we've got the pricing right, whether it needs to just hold firm at that pricing, or whether we're going to be guiding buyers upwards because the reaction has been better than we anticipated. And in some cases, in very, very few cases, you may need to assess that the reaction isn't as great as you're hoping. So you might actually need to adjust the range downward based on the genuine live feedback, or retweak the marketing and reassess where it's sitting and why we feel we're not getting, what are the objections that the buyers are saying about the property, and what is there anything that we can do? So we've had some great wins, what we call wins, in the last 12 months, where there have been, one or two of those properties that just haven't quite hit the mark, Sam.
Yes, Torsten, that's right, and that's where we've always analysed it to say, is it price, is it the property, or is it presentation? And if they haven't quite hit the mark, then what can we do differently? And we've had some great success. It brings me back to I remember selling a property for a recording artist, and he'd actually converted the second and third bedroom into one room, one big recording studio.
Oh, a man after my own heart.
Yeah, well, that's right, Eddie. So if only we'd had you as the buyer.
But,
instead, what we had is a house that was on paper worth what a three-bedroom house should realise in the market, but the buyers weren't seeing it that way. What they were seeing is a two-bedroom house.
Yep.
So in that instance, we did get a quote done to put the wall back in, and we made a readjustment. And it's those things that sometimes can really swing the campaign around, and that's where we will really sit down and analyse things and give our vendors the best possible advice. Torsten had a property recently where we got some drone photos, which we hadn't done before, and that just gave people an opportunity to see the potential views.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
95311245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 95311245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. 95311245. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling internationally, our country code is 61, then 39531-1245. Torsten, four offices, where are they?
They are in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
And we're discussing today, not always does a campaign go as you would expect it to. So we're talking about tweaking a campaign to get the most out of it. Torsten.
Well, and I'll give you another good example. And tweaks can be highly effective as long as you're, you know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is not burying our head in the sand. If it's not going well, you need to actually look at the elements that Sam said earlier on, and we tend to do that at the end of the second week. So it still gives us another fortnight to get things back on track. And we recently had a townhouse that didn't have the largest living area, and we dressed it as well as we could because the clients were interstate, and we dressed it as well as we could to presented in its best light, but we were still getting resistance to the sizing of the living zone because the rest of the home had fantastic proportions. And we end up changing the furniture to have less of it and more slimmer furniture. And that property ended up selling at auction for $100,000 over the reserve. So, you know, that's what we... So, as I say, when we say things aren't necessarily going well, it may just be that it's, you know, we're feeling that it's not getting the emotional value that we're, you know, we were anticipating or hoping. So, when you're saying it's not going well, there is the potential to still get that surprise result. But, in essence, the other thing that we really want to do is make sure that we're doing everything in our power to get the price at least at the base level of the bottom end of the range that we were anticipating for the client. And as I say, so photography, retweaking photography, sometimes we've actually had some reactions from people that have, you know, had some concerns. So we've gone back for a secondary photo shoot just to get some different angles where, you know, we're demonstrating elements that people were saying. And sometimes they can say, oh, look, that's surprising. You know, or they'd focus in on a feature that we didn't think was going to inspire anyone. If that's the case, you then bring that into play in the marketing. Other aspects are that you sometimes think, oh, well, who's the perfect buyer? And that perfect buyer isn't relating to it. So then it's incumbent on the agent to have a look at the text and retweak the key emotive words and also redefine who is reacting better to it, and then tailor that marketing to that client segment as opposed to the initial party, Sam.
Torsten, just before Sam jumps in, how often is price the issue, especially when, for example, a vendor thinks their property is worth more than it actually is?
Ultimately, Eddie, price has a very big role to play. Often, you know, there's a saying that you buy with your heart and you sell with your head.
Mm.
And I guess with that often clients will then look to what they feel they need in a transaction as to perhaps what the property may be worth. So, you know, that's an education process. You know, we really pride ourselves on the investigative comparative analysis that we do for our clients in showing them what the best like properties in the marketplace that have sold in that particular timeline. So there's no point, you know, looking at sales that are 12 months old. You really want to be looking at the best properties that are comparatives in that three-month window.
Yep.
You know, the property market does change every quarter, and you want to make sure that you're in line with that. So sometimes, as I say, you know, they'll know a sale result up the road, and you've then got to drill down and explain why that particular property went really well. It could be that property didn't have an overlay, so developers went harder on that, whereas that the one that we're assessing may have a heritage overlay, which is a very different market space. So
sure.
I think in the main, probably 9 out of 10 vendors will work through that process. Some will admittedly say, look, we'd just like to test the market and just see if, you know, we find that right buyer that loves it as much as we do. So, and then that, again, that's where the healthy, very transparent conversations are really important during that campaign. But there is a full understanding that, you know, the vendor will at least honour our valuation, but that we're happy to, you know, be ambitious for them.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue. Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. So I guess we were just talking before the break and Torsten was mentioning about, you know, some of those tweaking aspects, and we're in particular talking to your audience. And that's where it's really vital that sometimes you can sort of find that you miss the mark with the copy, and perhaps you thought that the home was going to have a broader appeal. And it may be that you look at your market segment, and your market segment might be a little bit narrower. And maybe, you know, it's possible that, for example, you might have a property that's, you know, low on maintenance. It's quite generous inside, but it's not on big land. And it might be just, you know, really suited to downsizers rather than young families. And in which case, you're better off changing and making a statement to draw those people in and actually talking directly to that audience. So, you know, you would use words like big on living, low on maintenance. You would talk about the fact that it's perfect for downsizers and actually put it right out there at the start of the copy. And these are the things that I think can make a big difference to a campaign. Sometimes, you know, we need to make changes in the presentation, whether it's in the garden, whether it's repainting a facade to make it more modern because some of the colour schemes might be outdated. And those changes, whilst we often recommend them at the start, sometimes vendors are a little bit hesitant. You know, it's their home. They may not want to make those changes. But
sure,
when that market feedback comes through, that's the time to make a reaction and be proactive.
And I think, Sam, a really difficult one for agents, and even with Sam and my experience, you know, you've got, you know, 30 years of experience between the two of us, it's still difficult to confront a vendor on their favourite themed wall. And often the wrong colour can really shrink the size or even the appeal of that room. And it sometimes will take a week or two for them of feedback to say, well, that actually, because you're getting it from buyers saying, oh, look, the rooms are too small. Or
but I thought we loved the 90s apricot colour.
Well, and that one person that doesn't want to buy your home does. So in essence, you know, and we've got a great team of tradespeople, so we can quickly whip in between a Tuesday and a Thursday and change that colouring for them, you know, with the one wall. And we've had that. Or we had a townhouse, again, where I had to have that discussion because we had two bedrooms that were in a really soothing blue colour, but the colour was what I call a real light sucker. It just made the room that should be bright really dark, and it made it feel really small. Now, we simply put a much softer white, and as boring as that sounds, it reflected the actual natural light that room should have been showing, and it now does show. But also, it's amazing how much bigger that room feels. And then we were able then to add to that by putting in the appropriate furniture, and the photos have come up really well. And in fact, that property, as I say, launches next weekend.
And Torsten, it's not just the presentation though, is it? Like there's so many things in the marketing, and it's not just the copywriting that we can actually manipulate if we need to. If we're appealing to a downsizer market, for example, you know, do we put another ad in the local paper? Because you know, there's a lot of people that are going to pick up, you know, maybe those passive buyers, not that aren't quite on the internet every day, but they might be, you know, flicking over a cup of tea, having a look at the local paper. Do we ramp up the campaign by increasing our exposure on the internet and social media? Do we add a video where we didn't have a video before? You know, these are all things that we can do, you know, to enhance things and to reinvent.
So in our experience, to the listeners, the video actually allows us a different perspective and the full depth of the room that the photos won't capture. So it's a very good thing to do from the start, in my opinion, but certainly if you're not finding the reaction, we've had terrific outcomes where buyers have said, look, I've seen it online, wasn't sure about it, saw the video, and we just felt obliged to come.
And gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it for this week. Do it all again next Sunday morning.
Have a great Sunday, guys. And to my little Willow, it's her birthday afternoon this afternoon, we're going to have a great time.
This has been The Real Estate Show.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.